into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Israeli troops with armored tanks entering Gaza over the weekend. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying Israel is now in an expanded second phase of war. We talked to Zurin, Israeli peace activist and Somalier-turned-soldier, who says after the Hamas October 7th attack, he had no choice but to pick up a rifle.
Right now, it's not about the people of Gaza or occupation or anything like that. It's about taking the terror out of Gaza and give them a chance, because right now Hamas is ISIS. It's controlling the Gaza Strip.
Power and communications cut off in Gaza, where Save the Children says the number of children reported killed in just 3 weeks has surpassed the annual number of children killed across the world's conflict zone since 2019. Jeep maker Stellantis and Ford now have tentative contract deals with the Auto Workers Union. General Motors holding out. This is ABC News. Arguments begin today in a Colorado courtroom over a challenge to former President Donald Trump's name on next year's ballot. The lawsuit says he should be barred based on the Constitution's insurrection clause. President Biden today is expected to sign an executive order requiring the tech industry to develop safety and security standards around artificial intelligence. Tensions rising in the Texas Capitol. ABC's Jim Ryan.
Members of the Texas House were debating a bill that would give state and local law enforcement the power to arrest and deport undocumented immigrants. Debate was cut off, and Democrat Armando Wall got into his colleagues' faces.
Y'all don't understand the shit that y'all do hurts our community.
Wall didn't realize that someone was recording the face-off, but...
It was an encounter that I don't regret, because that's how I felt. But I'm not the only one that feels that way.
A second bill under debate would allocate another $1.5 billion for border wall construction. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Justin Finch, ABC News.
Great food at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays. Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes. Friday fish fry with beer battered parmesan crusted cod. And be sure to stick around for a late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers and post recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel
and started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Judge has barred Republican legislators from firing Megan Wolf.
Wolf is administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission and a target of Republicans who don't like decisions commissioners made during the COVID pandemic and 2020 elections. Dane County Circuit Judge Ann Peacock's Friday ruling also bars Republicans from appointing an interim and declares the state Senate's September 14th vote to remove Wolf had no legal effect, pending a final decision on a lawsuit. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call filed that suit, seeking to keep Wolf on the job, unless she decides to leave on her own. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
New report finds Wisconsin puts more people in prison per 100,000 residents than the national average. Much of that is driven not by newly committed crimes, but by revocations for rules violations. Wisconsin Policy Forum researcher Ari Brown.
Basically, in every year from 2000, the first year for which we found data, until 2020, these revocations for rule violations were the leading cause for prison admissions in the state. They were above 30% of prison admissions every year up until last year.
Wisconsin also spends more per capita on corrections than the national average and incarcerates its black residents at the highest rate in the nation. Child has died after a car crashed into a tree on Milwaukee's northwest side late Saturday afternoon. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office said an 11-year-old boy died at the scene of the crash, while a 4-year-old boy who was also in the vehicle is listed in stable condition after being hospitalized for their injuries. The 30-year-old driver of the car was arrested after the crash. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office is looking into charges. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
This is Ernie Johnson, Jr. Sports is about overcoming obstacles, and college coaches work hard to help young men overcome Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's called Coach to Cure MD, and you can help. Text the word CURE to 501-501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill, or go online to coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 501-501. Help coaches cure MD.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
A pilot killed in a plane crash in rural Manitowoc County was from Texas.
Manitowoc County Sheriff Dan Hartwig says it was 57-year-old Stephen Walker of Keller, Texas. That crash happened Wednesday morning in the township of Kossuth, when it's not known how Walker died. A search for the plane happened after the Manitowoc County Joint Dispatch Center received a call from the Chicago Air Traffic Control Center saying a low-wing aircraft hadn't arrived. The plane was later found in a pond. Stephen Devine, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And the Dane County Bomb Squad disposed of a live cluster bomblet Friday at a Janesville Goodwill store.
Several businesses and offices, including the Goodwill and Woodman's Food Market, were evacuated for more than 2 hours as authorities investigated the apparent bomb. Janesville Police Sergeant Benji Thompson says police want to track down the person who left the device, but that can be hard to do at secondhand stores that take donations day and night. Andrea Morrow, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Larry Lawrence Smart, age 75, Park Falls, died Sunday, October 22nd at Park Manor Nursing Home. He is survived by his long-term girlfriend, Beverly Jamison of Wausau. Survived also by his daughter, Stacy Shivalik of Moqua. Survived also by 3 grandchildren, by 2 great-grandchildren, further survived by 5 siblings, Daryl Jean Smart of Glidden, by Robert Smart of Chippewa Falls, by Raymond Smart of Butternut, Kenneth Smart of Florida, and by Nancy Bledsoe of Orange Park, Florida, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service held 11 a.m. Saturday, November 4th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut. Reverend John A. Dietz will officiate. Visitation to be held Saturday, November 4th at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Larry Lawrence Smart, 75, Park Falls. Bonnie Gay Heisler peacefully passed away at the age of 85 in Marshfield, Wisconsin. She is survived by her husband, Richard, by her 3 daughters, Pamela B. Heisler of Phillips, by Teresa R. Staples of Phillips, and by Roxanne M. Horky of South Dakota. Survived also by her son, Fred Heisler of Phillips, and by Bonnie's sister, Phyllis Peters. Further survived by grandchildren, by many great-grandchildren, and many great-great-grandchildren. Memorial service held at 3 p.m. Saturday, November 4th at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home in Phillips, with Pastor Dean Arbs of St. John's Lutheran Church officiating. Visitation held 1 p.m. and continuing until the time of the service. This has been the funeral notice for Bonnie Gay Heisler, age 85. Frank Louis Sella Sr., age 90, of Butternut,
passed away on Thursday, October 26th. He is survived by his two sons, Frank Sella Jr. of Park Falls and David Sella of Yorkville, Illinois. Survived also by three grandchildren, by six great-grandchildren, along with many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Friday, November 3rd at 11 a.m. Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. Visitation held at the funeral home on Friday from 10 a.m. till the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Frank Lewis Sella Sr., age 90, Butternut. Norville Anton Weyers of Catawba was called home to his Lord on October 24th at Aspirus Care and Rehab in Medford. He is survived by cousins and friends. A massive Christian burial will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, November 3rd at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba. Visitation to be held at the church 1 hour prior to the Mass. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Norville Anton Weyers of Catawba.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips. Now under new ownership, this is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We'll have partly sunny skies today, a high near 31. Winds will be out of the west around 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. We'll have 1 to 2 inches of snowfall tonight with a low around 21 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10. Another 1 to 3 inches of snowfall Tuesday with a high near 33 and a north wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25. There's no snow Wednesday, just mostly cloudy skies, a high near 33, and we'll have a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Thursday will be partly sunny with a high near 37. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 19 degrees.
Hi, I'm high school senior Levi Durr. I met one of my best friends while playing hockey for Price Ice Wolves and Team Seal. I'd like to invite kids ages 4 to high school to join hockey. Call Thad at 715-518-3236.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Update your garage with a new Chamberlain garage door opener. Our chain drive model comes with built-in Wi-Fi, allowing you to open and close your garage door from anywhere. Get it today for $129.99 after rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through November 5th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Chris Brockman here from The Rich Eisen Show. And do you want even more excitement on game day? Yeah, you do. It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. You pick 2 to 6 players. You choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you can win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and it's easy to make your picks with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals. Prize Picks is the place to play. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Watch your entry update in real time and continue the fun by making picks on the second half and fourth quarter stats. And right now, when you go to prizepicks.com/primetime, use code PRIMETIME for 100% deposit match. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for more details.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRoster. Kirk Cousins, Matthew Stafford, Kenny Pickett, and Tyrod Taylor, the latest quarterbacks to go down with injuries. Cousins' injury is likely the worst of his bunch, his Achilles tendon. If that's torn, his season would be over. Stafford couldn't finish a lopsided loss at Dallas because of a thumb injury, and Pickett and Taylor both injured their ribs. Here's the results. Cowboys beat the Rams 43-20, Seahawks 24-20 over the Browns, Broncos 24-9 over the Chiefs, 49ers fall to the Bengals 31-17, Ravens beat the Cardinals 31-24, Chargers rout the Bears Sunday night 30-17. Jets beat the Giants in overtime 13-10. Vikings 24-10 over the Packers. Saints beat the Colts 38-27. Titans down the Falcons 28-23. Dolphins 31-17 over the Patriots. Panthers beat the Texans. Eagles edge the Commanders. And the Jaguars beat the Steelers. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, the Nuggets beat the Thunder 128-95. The Hawks 127-110 winners over the Bucks. Warriors beat the Rockets 106-95. Sixers beat the Blazers 126-98. A disgruntled James Harden sat on the bench the whole game. Kings beat the Lakers 132-127. And the Clippers were 123-83 winners over the Spurs. Short schedule on the ice, the Sabres shut out the Avalanche 4-0. Devils beat the Wild 4-3, while the Capitals outskate the Sharks 3-1. Oilers beat the Flames outdoors in Edmonton 5-2, the final. Brian Blaney and William Byron earn the final two spots in NASCAR's championship race. Blaney takes the Martinsville race, but William Byron placed 13th. They'll join Kyle Larson and Christopher Bell in Phoenix next Sunday for the crown. And the latest college football poll looks pretty much the same. Georgia, Michigan, followed by Ohio State, Florida State, and Washington. SRN Sports.
Another dismal showing from the Packers on Sunday, falling to the division rival Vikings 24-10 at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Packers failed to score a first-half touchdown for the fifth straight game and dropped their fourth straight overall to fall to 2-5.
That was obviously tough to watch. You know, just way too many mistakes, penalties, drops, not being able to convert on third down, conversely, not getting off the grass on third down, struggles in the red zone, starting the game out, I want to say 4 3-and-outs. Yeah, it's hard to get into a rhythm offensively.
That's Matt LaFleur. Jordan Love had one touchdown pass and one interception, was asked about his play through seven games.
Obviously not good enough. You know, it's been, I think, pretty average to start. You know, we got highs and lows. Myself, I got just too bumpy right now. I need to find consistency in my play where I'm able to make every play, go to the right place with the ball in every play. And it's, you know, it's got to be more consistent for me, and I think that's where I'm lacking right now.
Packers host the Rams this Sunday. Kirk Cousins passing for 274 yards and two touchdowns, but he left the game in the fourth quarter with what's believed to be a torn right Achilles. Cousins will undergo an MRI today to confirm the diagnosis. Wisconsin football team fell 24-10 to Ohio State Saturday night. May have lost running back Braylon Allen and wide receiver Chimray Dike. In the process, Coach Luke Fickell.
When somebody goes down like Braylon, then somebody else has to step up. And hoping that you have some of those playmakers, they just haven't had the opportunities just yet. But that's what we're going to have to find. We're going to have to find those guys that have the ability to step up when somebody else goes down. And when their number's called and they have the opportunity, and the ball comes their way, can they make the plays?
They're at Indiana Saturday. The Bucks never led during a 127-110 loss to Atlanta at Fiserv last night. They trailed by as many as 31. Giannis had 26 points and 11 rebounds to lead the way. Second-ranked Badger women's volleyball team swept Minnesota at the Fieldhouse yesterday. Game nationally televised on Fox for the very first time. Wisconsin improves to 20-1 in the season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And checking out some local and state sports news concerning high school. Lots of activity going on over the weekend. The state cross country meet was held in Wisconsin Rapids, and the Phillips girls team brings home hardware, the second place trophy in the state for Division III. Congratulations. Leah Harper leading the way, the sophomore, with a 10th place overall finish. Meredith Murlock finishing in 19th for the junior. Addie Gabay, the freshman, finished in 25th. It was Sarah Knack finishing in 28th place. It was Ruby McCormick finishing in 56th place, 59th for Caitlin Pesco, and 102nd for Maya Nieto. A second place team finish for the Phillips girls. Congratulations to the girls on that strong finish. The Shawamigan girls get a state champion. Autumn Mikulski is the state champion for Division III girls cross country, finishing in first with a time of 18:02. Coming in and leading, rather second on the team, was Addison Boblick in 35th place, as Shawamigan, as a team, finished in 12th place overall. So Mikulski wins the individual title, Boblick finishing in 35th. It was Maddie Ernst finishing in 58th, Abigail Humphrey in 69th place, Mallory Smith in 84th, Zoe Eimerman in 97th, and Claire Young in 98th. Good showing for the girls at the state cross-country tournament. That was Division III. Division II, the state champ was Xavier. Northwestern finished in the 8th spot, and it was a 13th place finish for the Medford girls in Division II. Division I girls was won by Slinger. On the boys' side, the Phillips boys as a team finish in 6th place, led by Gavin Esterholm, as he finished in 11th place overall. Maverick Hoagland in 22nd, James Vollendorf in 31st, Julian Ellingen finishing in 42nd place, Arlo Behrens in 58th place. It was Stephen Brenneman finishing in 66th place, and it was an 85th place finish for Logan Sokolowski. So great showing by the boys of Phillips at the state tournament. In Division II boys, it was Lakeside Lutheran, the state champ. The Lakeland boys, led by Owen Clark's third place finish, they finish in 6th place overall as a team. And in Division I boys, it was Stevens Point Spash taking home the state championship. Congrats in order to the Prentice volleyball team. They are headed off to the state volleyball tournament as they win the sectional championship over Frederick on Friday night. And they win that one. It took just three games, 25-10, 25-15, and 25-17. So Coach Murphy and the girls off to state. They will play Friday morning at 9 o'clock. Stay tuned in the next day or so for information on our coverage of the Prentice girls at the state volleyball. So Prentice, a number one seed comes through. They will get Newman Catholic. Newman Catholic with a victory over Valley Christian out of Oshkosh to advance on. So it'll be Newman Catholic and Prentice Friday morning at 9 o'clock. If they win that, they would play Saturday morning at 9 for the the state championship. The other two D4 teams that will be there are, let's see here, Fall River. They advance on, as does Wanak Center advances on. And in Division III, the teams that advance on, St. Croix Falls, a team that knocked out Phillips. They went on to advance to the state tournament. Cuba City will be there in D3, St. Mary's Catholic, and Howard's Grove in Division II volleyball. The state teams are playing at the Resch Center in Green Bay this weekend, include Rice Lake, McFarland, Xavier, and Pewaukee. And in Division I, there are eight teams that will advance: River Falls, Appleton North, Wanakee, Oconomowoc. You've got Hamilton. Franklin is also going, along with Burlington and the Divine Savior Holy Angels Division I team also advance on. And the boys volleyball tournament also will be held this weekend at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Kimberly advances on, as does Middleton, Kettle Moraine, Arrowhead, Waukesha North, Union Grove, and the Milwaukee Reagan St. Thomas Moore Co-op team in Marquette all advance on to the boys state volleyball tournament, also again at the Resch Center in Green Bay this coming weekend. Level two of state football playoffs held this past weekend. Teams from the north, Edgar advances on. They'll take on Boyceville now. That'll be in Boyceville coming up on Friday night. In Division VI action from the north, Grantsburg, Cameron, Auburndale, Stratford all advancing on with wins. In Division V, St. Croix Falls, Maple Northwestern, Wittenberg, Burnhamwood all advancing. In Division III, Rice Lake and Onalaska advance on. In the eight-man tournament, we've got McDonald Catholic and Thorpe. They will play for the right to go to the state championship game. And Oakfield and Florence also advancing on. They will play Friday night to advance on to the state eight-man championship contest. Like I said, a lot going on. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
You guys and the rest of the country have a wonderful Halloween because you get the seasons, right? We try in Los Angeles. We're like, yeah, it's October. Let's do it. My wife and I and our nine-year-old son, we're driving out of the pumpkin patch and, you know, we got the Halloween music playing, Thriller. I mean, we're getting into it, right? We're drinking our little, you know, pumpkin spice lattes. We got on our sweaters. We got the air conditioning blowing. Then we get out of the car. It's like 94 degrees. We're pissed off after 10 minutes. Hurry up! Just pick a pumpkin! I'm getting a sunburn! People think I'm a pumpkin. Stop grabbing my head, sir!
It's party time!
Who's there? 98Q Country.
Dog there looking your eyes.
Oh, when you've been burning it out.
country songs, turning his house to a honky tonk. Let's turn it up, turn it up.
Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born. To me and I was done, but we're just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, oh, oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go. Thank you.
taking it back to the store, 'cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing off.
You see the title of it and you're like, Cab? That can't be right. Cab in a Solo? Then you listen to it and you're like, all right, guess it works. It's 20 before 8. How you doing? Monday, the 30th of October. We are going to be mildly introduced. Maybe some of us a little more than mildly introduced to winter. A little bit today, a little bit tomorrow. Take a good look at that green grass out there. It may disappear in some areas. Probably will reappear again as temperatures get into the 40s. Or later in the week and the coming weekend. I don't think we're done with it yet. Some pleasant weather here, but all indications are that today and tomorrow could be a bit snowy. 29 today, 33 tomorrow, a little gusty on the wind side, and trick-or-treating is going to be cool. It is going to be cool, to say the least. Well, congrats in order to the Phillips girls cross-country team second. That's Hardware. They bring that big trophy home. Congrats to them. Congrats to Autumn Mikulski on her state championship. What a way to wrap up her cross-country career. She told us on Wednesday, Thursday, that she's going to Oklahoma State to run track and cross-country. That's pretty cool. So congrats to them and the Prentice volleyball team. Yikes. Off to state they go. Tell you what, getting to state is tougher and tougher and tougher now with all the private schools. There's just a high percentage of private schools that make it in these smaller divisions. So quite an accomplishment for Prentice to get to the state girls volleyball tournament. They will play Wausau Newman Catholic on Friday. 9 a.m. will be the tip on Friday. Stay tuned here. We're working on details and hopefully we can get there to bring you some good local radio coverage. We know with all the technology of the internet and stuff that there's a video available, but I think it adds something special to it. We can get someone local here to go and give coverage. So we're working on that here this morning. So congrats to the Prentice girls. Lakeland soccer came up a game short of state. They lost 1-0 in their sectional final game on Saturday. Great season for the Lakeland soccer team, though. And a big thank you to everyone who was nice enough to be a part of our Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry fundraiser on Friday. Let me turn over here and see. I believe if all the money that was pledged and everything comes in, I believe we surpassed 7,000. I believe 7,204 $46, I believe, was our final tab. I should have had the, a little late in the drum. All right. Only here do we give the total, then do the timpani. And the total is 7,246. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. The other way. So if you purchased something or if you pledged, if you could make good on that this week, we certainly would appreciate that. All the donations need to be in the form of a check or cash. We can't accept credit cards. Apologize for that. But in the form of check or cash, because all this money is going right from you directly to the Lord's Food Pantry. So we appreciate everyone. Come get your stuff. If you won something, maybe you have a question on whether or not you were bidding on something and you're not sure if you won it or not, give us a call here. We'll figure it out. 762-3221. But everything we have sold, all the donated items, just some terrific businesses, AC Carpet Plus, Associated Bank, Big Dipper, Bobbers on the Lake, Butternut Feed Store, Dollar General, Double D's, Ryan Plesner with Far North Builders, Fifield Feed and Seed, the Fifield Gas Station, the Fifield Grocery Store, Forward Insurance, Jay's Automotive, Jen's Butternut Cafe, John's Auto Works, Country Cafe, The Lanes, Mary Cassidy's in Fifield, The Moose Jaw, Mirren and Associates, Muskie Jack's, Napa Auto Parts of Park Falls, Northwood Supper Club, The Builders, Park Falls Building Supply, Park Falls Country Club, Park Pharmacy, Renew You Spa, Ronnerts Lumber, St. Croix Rods, State Farm Insurance, Super One, Park Falls Hardwoods, Sweet Brew, Wildwoods Taxidermy, and the Woods Edge Restaurant. Out at the Moose Jaw, thank you. All those items donated by those businesses and so many individuals. We had Hammerstrom's Auto Body and Restore You North, LPK Dental with cash donations, if Fiorio Brothers, Investment Financial Services, the Knights of Columbus of Park Falls, Northwoods Community Credit Union surprised us. They walked across the street and gave us a $1,000 check. That was pretty awesome. And just so many of you individuals, too, that... stop by and donated. We appreciate you all. Fifield Lions Club, the Northwoods Classic Car Club, the I'm just kind of going through a few of them here. And I just want you to know that you can give anytime. Forward Bank, you can just go into Forward Bank here in Park Falls anytime and make a donation. Just say, I'd like to donate to the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, and they know what to do. So it makes it very easy to do. Northern Lights Inn in the Lanes called up. It was Mike over there. He called up, donated $500 from the Lanes in Northern Lights Inn. That was pretty awesome. Park Falls Plumbing and Heating. We got a nice call from them on Friday. They donated $250. That was very nice. So you guys are all awesome. Thank you so much. Okay, Connie Scott over at American Family called in. Some of these were late in the day, and it was kind of getting blurry for me later in the day. So some of these are, I know there was donations, but just kind of reading through the list here. So that's a good number. That's a very good number, and that'll go a long ways to secure the financial stability and make sure we have a food pantry available for those in need. So again, if you bought something or if you pledged, stop on in this week, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, and we got all the items that you bid on right here at the radio station. You can make good on your pledges right here. If you need to send it in, if you're busy and you just want to drop a check in the mail, WCQM, Box 309, Park Falls, just make sure you note on there that it's for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. How about them Packers, huh? It was, let me just say this. The Packers are... The first couple games of the season, I thought to myself, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this team will be better than I thought, even though they are the youngest team in the NFL. But they are exactly what kind of we thought they would be. They make a lot of mistakes, and it's a young team. So this is not by mistake that this is happening. The Packers, it's not like Matt LaFleur went to Mark Murphy and the heads of the Packers and said, you know what? Give me the youngest team in the NFL. I would like to stink for one full year. That's not what Matt LaFleur said. They told Matt LaFleur, they said, okay, we got a young quarterback. We're going to bring in a lot of young guys. We're going to build this thing, and we're going to try to build a powerful team that'll be good for many, many years. But there may be a few growing pains, and this is what they are. Everybody, not everybody, I listened to the wine line yesterday. People want Matt LaFleur fired. People want this person fired. This person fired. Just settle down. As Aaron Rodgers once said, relax. Relax. Packers had two Hall of Fame quarterbacks for 30 years, and now they're hoping that Jordan Love will develop into a better quarterback than he is right now. But again, it's the first few games. Aaron Rodgers wasn't that great his first few games. He was probably better than this, but he wasn't that great. So it's hard when you're not used to losing. The Packer organization is not used to having their team commit just boneheaded penalties and just kind of give games away. And if you're going to lose 34-31, that's another thing. But when you lose and you just can't move the ball up and down the field, it's just extra painful. But I just love the knee-jerk reactions, and fans have a right to do it because that's just what fans do. But they want LaFleur. They want the whole coaching staff needs to just get them out of here. They're horrible. Oh, boy. We're going to get to our interesting mix of winter weather. We may see some of that snow today, probably, and maybe a little bit more tomorrow. Forecast update in just a moment here.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Great, great, great. We're looking for some neighborhood news today. Carrie, what do you have to share with us today?
Oh, alrighty. It's been a crazy year. We've added more than 20 new rentals to the vacation rental program and have even more coming soon. Condos and cabins on water, an adorable farmhouse on acreage, Long Lake, Schnur Lake, a couple east of Park Falls, a few west of Phillips, and even one up in Ashland, just a few minutes away from the Shawamigan Bay. We have plenty of places on beautiful, crisp snowmobile trails to get ready for a winter trip, and it's never too early to plan for next summer's vacation, too. Visit upnorthvacationlodging.com to see all of our current inventory and book any cabin right online. And if anyone has any questions, Joel, they can reach me here at the Northwoods Realty and Property Management Office. I'm happy to help.
Very good. We'll check in again later, Carrie, for more neighborhood news. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joel. You
Thanks.
Too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. We'll have partly sunny skies today, a high near 31. Winds will be out of the west around 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. We'll have 1 to 2 inches of snowfall tonight with a low around 21 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10. Another 1 to 3 inches of snowfall Tuesday with a high near 33 and a north wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25. There's no snow Wednesday, just mostly cloudy skies, a high near 33, and we'll have a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Thursday will be partly sunny with a high near 37. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 19 degrees.
racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
It ain't easy. Nobody said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy? All the time that you spend driving.